Hello, Laurentians. Welcome to Mindfulness at Lawrence, a series on mindfulness made especially for you as members of the Lawrence community. I'm Rachel Hart, staff counselor at Wellness Services, joined today by my colleague, Kate Bellinger, another staff counselor.
Hello. Follow along with us all term as we share short and simple mindfulness exercises to practice as you go about your day on campus. Our goal is to help you integrate mindfulness into your daily life in easy, practical ways. But before we jump into the practices, today we'll be talking about what mindfulness is, how it might apply to you and your life here on campus, and the benefits you can expect from regular practice.
There are so many situations in which it helps to be mindful. For example, when you're building new friendships or working to maintain old ones, while you're focusing on your work or focusing on what's happening in a group or one-on-one, it may also be helpful to notice when you're feeling tired or hungry. You may also practice mindfully texting and using social media. The list really goes on and on.
Key takeaway, mindfulness is about paying attention. It doesn't have to mean carving out more time in your already busy Lawrence schedule. It's about paying attention on purpose to what you're doing in the present moment. This includes things like walking across campus, eating, brushing your teeth, listening to music, studying, using social media, and hanging out with friends. In all of these activities, we can choose to practice mindfulness.
Kate mentioned a couple of important things about mindfulness: paying attention on purpose. And I would add to that, paying attention on purpose without judgment. Although there are many different definitions of mindfulness, these three components are usually the primary focus.
What does that last part mean, though, paying attention non-judgmentally?
The way that I understand that is to take an observant role and to be more aware of what's happening in the present moment without feeling I have to react to it. And this includes my thoughts and my inner experience as well as my outer environment.
So that tendency that we all have as humans to categorize things, this is good, that's bad, that's the judgment we're trying to move away from?
Yes, exactly. Mindfulness can help us respond instead of react. Our minds are naturally very busy, and that can be really stressful. It's easy to get caught up jumping from one thought to another.
Okay, so mindfulness can help us slow down and intentionally be aware of where our minds are going and where we're putting our energy.
Exactly. Another thing to keep in mind is that mindfulness is a practice, like practicing an instrument, training your voice, learning to dance, or playing a sport. Mindfulness takes regular practice. This is what led us to create this series and to provide opportunities for you to practice regularly as you go about your day.
And when you start practicing mindfulness, we encourage you to start small. Even 30 seconds here and there throughout your day can make a remarkable difference in your overall sense of well-being. Don't worry if you can't stand a 15-minute guided meditation. That's okay. Practicing mindfulness can be beneficial moment by moment.
There are so many ways to practice mindfulness. While we're sitting, walking, eating, engaging with others, through this series, we invite you to practice mindfulness in a variety of different ways.
The exercises we provide here will start out small, 1 to 5 minutes each, and gradually increase. We're starting out small because mindfulness can be uncomfortable at first, and that's to be expected. That doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. We often get in the habit of detaching from our experiences, so it can be uncomfortable at first as we begin paying more attention to them.
Finally, there are many benefits to practicing mindfulness. The latest research suggests that it may help with emotional regulation, increased ability to pay attention, improved social skills and self-esteem, better working memory, organization, improved sleep, and a sense of calm, relaxation, and self-acceptance. So many of these benefits can help support your success, adjustment, and growth. Mindfulness may also help decrease symptoms of anxiety and depression, impulsivity, and other negative emotions. But it's also important to practice mindfulness without becoming overly focused on outcomes. That outcome focus actually takes you out of the present moment.
Okay, so now you know what mindfulness is, how it applies to you, and the benefits it can have for your overall sense of well-being and your success here at Lawrence. Stay tuned, Laurentians, many opportunities to practice building mindfulness into your daily activities to come.